ladies and gentlemen, it's Gino Salamone!
Gino, this is the best interview I've ever done in my entire life.
It's good to see you, good Gino. See how you. Are you?
Gino from Milwaukee.
This guy, I love this guy. I have loved this guy for a long time. Look at it. The energy, the positivity is unbelievable.
Smile,
it's
kind of
it's like sunshine.
I love it.
Boy, you're like the sunshine of Milwaukee. That should be your name.
Yes.
Actually, today, Gino's going to bring a little sunshine into Marcus Allen's life because anybody who listens to the show knows that Marcus loves the boy bands, especially the Jonas Brothers, right? I mean, Marcus, you like Jonas Brothers?
I dig those Jonas Brothers.
He's the bonus Jonas.
He is. Well, him and 75 million others.
Uh-huh.
But Gino, you've got a story to lead off Hollywood that Marcus will definitely be interested in.
I do, Marcus. Joe Jonas was in Atlanta. He had an afternoon off, so he decided he wanted to take an exercise class. He looks and he finds a Soul Cycle class. Jonas Brothers versus One Direction was the theme of the class. But it had a wait list and it was sold out, so he went to the counter and he said, who's winning the Jonas Brothers versus One Direction class? And they said that One Direction was ahead, but they let him walk into the class. So the instructor's doing the class. All of a sudden, in walks Joe Jonas. And the instructor said, hey, what's good? What's going on here? Jonas started dancing around and walking around. He even jumped on a cycle.
Did he end up winning?
I would hope that he did. And there's video of it. He did it live on social media. So you can find him, Marcus, and tell us how it went.
How many times have you seen the Jonas Brothers?
Three times, I believe.
Mm-hmm. And your kids once?
How many times have you seen them?
Three times.
No, I mean everybody else in this room.
Oh, zero.
I interviewed them when they were young.
Yeah. Oh, I remember that. I do remember that. Yeah. No, I've never seen them.
No.
Yeah. But
it just shows the power of Jonas right there.
The power of Jonas.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck with that.
WWJD. What would Joe Jonas do? That's
what. Who are they? Kevin, Joe, and
Nick.
No. Oh, my God.
Oh, I spit that right out.
Who's the fourth brother that doesn't perform?
Frankie.
Poor okay. Frankie.
We could do this. See, people thought that we were teasing. We could do this all day with him.
Who's the adult father they have a court order against?
Marcus Allen.
Not yet.
Okay.
Maybe someday. Our second story in Hollywood involves one of our favorite places, Taco Bell. Mm-hmm. Selma Hayek was on the Kelly Clarkson show, and Selma Hayek talked about the very first time she ever went to a Taco Bell.
When I was very little, we were in Houston. Yes, I think it was Houston. At some point, we were craving tacos, and we saw Taco Bell. And let's go get some tacos. And they gave us the shell tacos. I've never seen that in my life. They don't exist in Mexico. It's always with the soft tortilla, and we're like, No, we want tacos. And this is no tacos, no. And we're asking each other, how do you say tacos in English? I don't know, the name of the place is Taco Bell. And I'm like, okay, taco, taquito, you roll it. No.
The name of the place is Taco Bell. Heidi Klum is next. She's on The Ellen Show talking about her daughter, who's become a supermodel.
She just started, you know.
Look at her.
A few months ago, we did the cover of German Vogue together. Now she did the Glamour cover, which I did the very first one for German
20
Glamour.
20 years ago, right?
20 years ago, and now she's on the cover, and it's just so insanely crazy how all of a sudden your own child is working, and you know, the phone has not stopped ringing. I feel like Kris Jenner, kind of like, call me Kris from now on. I'm not Heidi anymore. I mean, it's just so bizarre, but I'm so happy for her.
Well, the genes are there.
Yeah,
let's just say that to follow in mom's footsteps. Heidi Klum also talked here about teaching Howie Mandel how to walk in high heels.
Yeah, because, you know, we always goof around. There's so much time always in between, or when we're on a dinner break and, you know, they set up the stage again. And he's always making fun of me, like, how hard can it be? And I'm like, really? Let's see. And I have a foot 11, so he sure enough fit in my shoes. And that's the outcome.
Wow, she's got a
that's
size
a big
11.
Foot.
That's a big foot. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Kimmel Show, Zooey Deschanel. She is co-hosting the celebrity dating game with Michael Bolton.
I wanted to see it just out of curiosity. What is Michael Bolton doing on this show? Because I see her standing talking to the contestants. I'll try it next week.
All right, Zooey Deschanel.
Reviews, not so good.
Not so good, right. Jimmy Kimmel had her talking about her man, which is one of the Property Brothers And she jokes that she's not quite sure which one is hers.
I was just wondering which one is of the two. Is Jonathan or Drew your person?
Is there an Ian or no? Jonathan or Drew?
I don't think there's an Ian. No.
I don't know, you know? Who knows, right?
You don't know. No, not who knows, right? What do you mean you don't know?
I don't know, okay? I don't know.
You have not asked them? You don't know which? You don't call them by name?
Look, we were introduced really quickly, you know. Uh-huh. We were both there at the same time. Uh-huh. And it was fast, and I wasn't really paying attention, you know.
What do we know her from, aside from...
Elf, right?
I don't know.
New Girl, she was...
New Girl, that's right. That's how. All right, next up on our Hollywood update, we bring you, from Kelly and Ryan, the story of Josh Gad. Now, you know Josh Gad is Olaf. You know him for many reasons. But Josh Gad told a story about how he had to go down to Australia and quarantine in a hotel for 2 weeks.
What they do is they have a military-like personnel greet you. And then there's a police escort that takes you to a hotel. And then military officers escort you up to... floor 50, in my case. They didn't want me to have any access to the ground floor because they thought I'd be a runner, apparently. And so they then show you the key, and then they say, this is coming with us now. And then they take the key, and then they leave you for 2 weeks. And they'll bring you food, and then you have to wait the 30 seconds, and then they throw it at you like you're a tiger that could bite.
Isn't that something?
Yes.
For 2 weeks. And it doesn't matter that he was he's famous or whatever. He had a quarantine for 2 weeks. And Chris Rock, being interviewed here, says that when The Sopranos was at its peak, he also had a show on HBO, which is why they offered him a role.
Years ago when I was on, I had my own show on HBO. It was at the height of The Sopranos. And I got a couple of offers to be on The Sopranos. I was like, I like it too much. I don't want to spoil it.
Yeah, he's wicked in that.
It's like, they want me, get out of here.
To do what, though? That's what I don't understand. Like, what would he be doing?
Who offered him?
Right.
The network or David Chase? I don't think. There's just no way. First of all, if you are offered it, you never turn that opportunity down.
No, you don't.
I don't know.
Might have gone in passing. Somebody might have been like, hey. You know, Chris Rock is maybe not a great actor, but he's a very funny stand-up. And that ends our Hollywood update. Yeah, Chris Rock, KLH.
Oh, I hate married people, man. And fellas, once you get married, you become your wife's pet. You become a pet. Because women like to get their husbands together that don't even know each other and have like a grown man play date. Put you in a room with some other married and go, he likes baseball just like you. You in some room with some stranger going, I like baseball. I like baseball too. Yeah, yeah, baseball good. Yeah, yeah. Honey, who the is this? I don't need no new friends. If you want to help me out, introduce me to a girl.